T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So I think back to 2016, my Democrat friends were so rude during the Republican primaries. They kept calling it the clown car. And so I'm not going to do that with them this year. But look, does it feel like every other day there's some new person, sometimes people you've heard of, sometimes people you haven't, who are eager to jump into the 2020 race? Well, Laura Trump is a television host and producer. She's the wife of Eric Trump. She's also the senior advisor to the president's 2020 reelection campaign. And Laura is with us now. What do you make of this, Laura? I'm not going to say clown car, but it's an odd collection of very unique people who are vying to go up against your father-in-law.
Well, that is a very pleasant way to put it.
I try to be polite.
I'd have to agree with you. It's funny to me, though, I still don't understand why so many people are obsessed with getting into this race. I keep saying, wait until 2024. You're not going to beat Donald Trump. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your money in 2020 trying to run against him. I can tell you that I am really excited for the primary debates. I'm going to be there with some popcorn, ready to watch the show, because we all know they're going to try and out-Bernie one another and go so far left and so far crazy. It's going to be quite a show. But we will, of course, be cordial and kind, unlike people during the 2016 campaign.
I think that is a good, who said when they go low, we go high? I think that should be our mantra
this time, too,
especially with the economy doing as well as it is. It's easy to do that. But what is your take on this hard left turn? I mean, I used to feel guilty about saying that I thought the Democrat Party was the breeding ground for modern socialists, that there were more modern day socialists / communists at the DNC than there were in Moscow in modern America. Now I feel like I've been vindicated. That's who we're talking to these days.
Oh, well, now they're openly embracing it. They're very happy to have the label of socialist these days. And I think it's going to be incredibly hard for the average American to get behind some of these ideas. And I really do think it's incumbent upon us as Republicans to make sure people are aware of what socialism means, what it looks like. And you have to look no further than Venezuela, where people are starving to death. The average person in the country has lost 24 pounds. 90% of the country is living under the poverty line. People are starving to death, eating dog and cat food to survive, doing anything they can to escape that country. There's socialism. The former USSR, socialism, China, Cuba, these are socialist countries. And this country was founded on free markets, on capitalism. Those are things that make our economy boom. Look at what has happened to the stock market since Donald Trump took office. Look at the fact that we have millions of new jobs that have been created in this country, all-time lows for unemployment. I mean, these are things that cannot be ignored. All of those would be reversed immediately under a socialist plan. And so I think when you look forward to 2020 and the idea that some of these people are really championing socialism as the platform they're running on, I just don't think people are going to be able to get behind it in this country.
Yeah, there really are some modern examples of how this has not been working. And you would think that they would recalibrate. However, one of my colleagues, who is a big liberal Democrat, came in and said, let me tell you something, John. A lot of Democrats out there, perhaps the majority, identify as Obama Democrats. And if Joe Biden gets in this race, now we got a race, because the lefties are smart enough to know that they can't win with a leftist candidate. And if they have an option, they'll go with Joe Biden. You think he's going to get in? You think he has any chance at maybe winnowing the lead here?
I mean, listen, Joe Biden doesn't make me nervous at all. I don't know what his plan is. It's sort of funny. He's been talking about getting in, then he's not, then he's talking about it, then he's not.
That's true.
I'd love him to just make a decision and let's go with it. But, you know, he had 8 long years under the Obama administration to make some big changes, and they really did not do a whole lot of good for this country. When you look back at what happened during those 8 years, during that administration, he had his chance. I think people maybe are getting a little tired of hearing about Joe Biden running for president. When you have the hard results of the Trump presidency, when you see in 2 years what this current president has been able to do, I just think having somebody who's produced no results versus someone who in a quarter of the time has produced so many results for this country, I think it's a no-brainer. I don't think that I don't worry at all about Joe Biden, not one little second.
We're talking to Lara Trump, who is a senior advisor to her father-in-law's re-election campaign in 2020 and the wife of Eric Trump. You mentioned the successes, and I agree with you. I think there are a lot of successes to point to, but we've seen a few people, notable people who supported President Trump when he was running for office, who are expressing anxiety, maybe even some anger at some of the issues that have not been resolved yet, and they feel like the first 2 years were squandered. I don't know if they blame Donald Trump for that or Republican leadership of the Congress, but you know, specifically the immigration issue and the wall. What do you say when somebody comes up and brings that up to you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, think about how hard this president has been fighting to fix our broken immigration system, which, by the way, if we do not address, will be the downfall of our country. We can't sustain the amount of people that are illegally pouring over our southern border every single day. And you look at the fact that he has given Congress every opportunity in the world to do something about it. When the government shutdown happened, he even said, all right, if you'll come to the table and negotiate with me, guess what, Democrats? I'll give you the DACA recipients that you so wanted a year ago. That's all you seem to care about. They wouldn't even come to the White House to sit down and negotiate with him. So this president has been doing everything within his power. Believe me, if Donald Trump could do it all alone, that would be the dream of a lifetime for him. He thought, I'm sure, that he could just walk in the White House and fix everything. Unfortunately, that's not how our government works. Congress yeah. does have to work alongside him. So I think they hold a lot of responsibility. The good news is that this president will not stop until we have a wall on our southern border. He will not stop until we address the broken immigration system. And just because it hasn't happened in the first 2 years does not mean that it's not going to happen. You have to look at all of the other incredible successes that he has had. The stock market's at all-time highs, the lowest unemployment in the history of this country, 700,000 manufacturing jobs coming back to this country, which President Obama said you'd have to have a magic wand to get back here, a level playing field with trade across the world. So many of these things that people dreamed of doing but didn't understand how to get it done. This president in 2 years has gotten it done.
Well, you're going to have to keep repeating the long list of successes and, you know, make sure that's at top of mind. Lara Trump, the wife of Eric Trump and the daughter-in-law to the president, senior advisor to the 2020 reelection campaign. Really appreciate you joining us. I hope we'll talk to you again as we get closer and closer to the convention. Thank you.
Absolutely, John. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.